Hi, welcome to This Is Your Book Club podcast. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jamie.
Welcome.
Hello.
It's book club week. I love book club week.
Me too.
I can't believe we're already at another one. Didn't we just have marches? That's what I feel like.
It did. And it didn't at the same time.
There has been a lot between then and now and yet.
Yet. I feel like I know the next 6 weeks are going to go super fast. Mm-hmm. We're down to 6 weeks of school. However, then I think of 6 weeks, and that seems so far away, too.
Right.
I know it's going to
go fast.
It's going to roll down the hill like a ball. Mm-hmm. But 6 more weeks.
I have some kids who counted the school days.
Ooh.
It's like less than 30, in case you were wondering.
Hmm.
That feels
For me, it's 3 days less than everyone else because of teaching days.
Yes.
Because we get 3 days at the end to do end of year assessments for kindergartners. So we are done even before that.
So that's got to feel very good.
Yeah.
I'm in the teens.
Yeah.
If that makes you feel Woo-hoo! Good for me.
Yeah.
Because I don't work Fridays.
Even better.
I know.
Congrats.
That's like nothing.
That is nothing.
Right? Like, I'm just like, oh, we are like, we're basically finished. Should I go in tomorrow?
Right. I know. And yet I'm cramming. Like, yes. All the things, I feel so much pressure right now. Like
learn.
You needed to know this. You need this for first grade. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, I can totally see that too.
Yeah. So it's a little bit of both. Like, year's over. We did what we could. And then at the same time.
Like, oh, let me just tell you this.
This.
And remember
this. Let's practice this one more time. I have my little, my lowest group of learners in math. And in reading, I've just been working so hard the last 2 weeks, like trying to ingrain this in their brain because I know the summer slip is coming.
It's coming.
And when they're already not there, and then you know they're going to fall back over the summer.
Don't think too hard about it. That's what my teacher brain does. I can only do so much about it.
And
it's all going to work out. They're going to be great little students next year.
They're very kind children. And that's better than, anyway, they're good kids.
There's lots of good things class. That they can grow and learn.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes.
But we get to talk about expiration dates so today.
Much. Yes, Rebecca Searle.
I have a lot of feelings that I need to share. Uh-huh. To get them out.
Yep.
But before we do that, we need to announce May's book club pick.
Okay.
Jamie.
So excited. We haven't done like a whodunit, murder mystery, solving for a really long time. It felt like it was time.
It is way time.
So we chose for the month of May. Oh, that seems weird to even say. Mm-hmm. For the month of May, our book is Listen for the Lie by Amy Tintera.
Ooh, I've already had this on hold for many, many weeks.
Can I tell you the sad thing about me in this book?
Yes.
I had it on hold for many, many, many weeks.
Yeah.
It came available. I checked it out, but I was in the middle of another book at the time. When I finished that other book that also had a red cover, I actually think it was The Women.
Oh, no.
I accidentally hit this book to return and not The Women.
No.
So,
oh my gosh, I've totally done that.
I'm back in line and it's like several so months annoying. Out at this point. I'm like 154th in line and I had it in my little
hands.
That
is insane. Can we just say as well?
Yes.
That at our library, and I don't know what your library's wait list look like.
Mm-hmm.
But this book, hold on, if I can read it. This book has 240 people waiting for it.
Oh my gosh.
200, okay. But it says there's 10 people waiting per copy. So we have, a lot of copies.
Mm-hmm.
We have 24 copies. Is that, am I calculating that properly? But it says that I'm 4 weeks out. So like I'm crossing my fingers that people read it quickly. Come on, people.
Come on.
Because I am 43rd in line.
Oh my gosh. You're getting so close.
I know. But 43rd. 43rd. That is insane. And
compared
I started.
To my 154th.
I was just going to say I started at 125th. Oh, Jamie, I'm sorry that happened to you. That's
it makes
so
me really sad
awful.
That when I look at this to see how far out that it shows me that I returned it on April 5th.
You're like,
so sad.
What did I do that for?
Oh, my little fingers need to slow down. I need to think through my actions. But
there are some books with crazy weights. Like people are using their libraries. I have another book with 874 people waiting.
800?
Can I just say that? It's my next book. I'm
what
supposed to get
it.
It's called First Lie Wins.
Okay.
It's a new one too. And I think it's
Does
also
it have
like
a house
a
on the cover and it's
yes,
dark.
Yes.
I have this on my list as well.
It says it's 2 weeks out, mm-hmm. but I'm 110th in line.
How's that? How many copies do they have?
They must have a gazillion.
Right.
140 copies in use.
800?
800 people are waiting.
Oh my gosh.
The library system is alive and well, people.
Thank goodness. Yay. I love that people use the library. And I love the library.
I love the library. Mm. And the Libby app, both.
All of it.
We haven't talked about that in a long time. Use Libby. Libby is amazing.
It sure is.
Okay, but did you want to know what Listen for the Lie is about?
Yes,
I kind
of
got lost there for a minute, but I'm back. Okay, let me tell you about it. What if you thought you murdered your best friend? And if everyone else thought so too? And what if the truth doesn't matter? After Lucy is found wandering the streets, covered in her best friend Savvy's blood, everyone thinks she is a murderer. Lucy and Savvy were the golden girls of their small Texas town, pretty, smart, and enviable. Lucy married a dream guy with a big ring and an even bigger new home. Savvy was the social butterfly loved by all, and, if you believe the rumors, especially popular with the men in town. Mm. It's been years since that horrible night, and a night Lucy can't remember anything about, and she has since moved to L.A. and started a new life. But now the phenomenal huge hit true crime podcast Listen for the Lie and its two good-looking host, Ben Owens, have decided to investigate Savvy's murder for the show's second season. Lucy is forced to return to the place she vowed never to set foot in again to solve her friend's murder, even if she is the one that did it.
Ooh.
I'm excited.
Okay, there's so much I love about this because podcasts,
mm-hmm.
true crime podcasts, murder mystery podcasts.
Yes, please.
All of them. I have my faves. Mm-hmm. I listen to those weekly.
I love that.
And so this is, I love a good podcast investigation story.
Right.
And then put that into a book form.
I'm very
all my loves,
excited.
All together.
I know. And I like want to hope that Lucy didn't do it, but then like, right. Why don't you remember what happened?
Yeah, very true.
Like it's not very common to like forget a night of your life. Like I think I could.
Right.
I don't like regularly blackout.
Not regularly?
It sounds like it's not super common for Lucy. So what's happening?
Right.
I am intrigued.
What's happening? And I've never read I don't think I've read anything else by this author. So to me, I believe it's a new author. Amy Tintera.
I'm curious. Have you?
I don't know that let's see.
I'm going to look too.
Rebel, Ruined, Reboot.
Oh, she looks like maybe this is a new genre for her.
Yeah, Avenged, Allied, all
these
monsters.
It kind of looks like fantasies.
A lot of fantasy. Uh-huh.
How exciting.
So this does seem very different than the other things on her list, so.
I'm very, very excited to learn about her.
I am as well. It gets 4.2 stars on Goodreads.
Mm-hmm.
Over 40,000 ratings and over 7,000 reviews. So
that's pretty awesome.
Let us know if you've read it, listeners, and let us like tell us what you thought. Don't give
read
any spoilers away.
Yes, please.
Until we're done. But I want to hear what you think.
Yeah, we can't wait. Hope you'll read along with us if you haven't.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Let's take a break.
All right, now is the moment you've all been waiting for.
And we are here to bring it to you.
Expiration dates.
Rebecca Searle, let's do it. Here's your spoiler alert.
Yeah, oh,
we're going down.
We are going to talk all things.
All of it. Where to even start?
I will say, when I got the books on Audible, and it said it was like 5 hours or something, 4.5 or something like that. And I was like, wait, is this like not a long book? I think it was because I had the speed up and Audible will tell you what your actual time is at that speed.
At that speed, right.
So that definitely changed, but it wasn't a super long book.
No, at regular speed, it was 6 hours, 55 minutes.
So it's not very long.
So it's not a long book in the first place, but it also, the narrator was so slow.
Yeah.
That I easily listened to it at 2x speed.
I think I was 1.85.
Which made it like 3-something.
Yeah.
3 hours and some change.
Zoomed on through.
So you would think I would zoom on through pretty quick with that.
Yeah.
But again.
Well, it's a busy time.
It maybe, I don't even remember when I started, but definitely by Monday I had started. Sometime over the weekend I started. And I just finished today.
So it took you some days.
It took me days. Mm-hmm. And let's talk why. So what are your thoughts? What did you think of the book? What did you like? What did you not like?
Okay, so I was excited going into it. Mm-hmm. My first feelings were like, here we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was excited. And then it felt like I didn't love her.
Daphne. Okay.
I kind of felt like she was just kind of like humdrum through her life, like just kind of not really committing to anything, not making any choices for herself, just like floating along kind of. And then when I learned the process of what was happening, like, oh, you're going to be with this person for this amount of time. I thought the more and more I like heard about these past relationships, because that's kind of what it did, right?
Right.
Like we were going backwards, like memories of her dating experiences. I was really annoyed with her. I'm like, well, of course it ended when it did. You decided before it started when it was going to end.
Based off of
And you're not invested. Notes. Like you could just like, even when someone like, what was it? Like, didn't someone cheat on her or something? It like wasn't even a big deal. She's like, of course you did. Okay.
And
well, this was the
over.
End. Yeah.
This
look at the time.
This was the day we were supposed to break up and see ya.
Yeah.
So there's like no hurt.
Right.
Because you know, none of this is going to work out and you're just in it while you're there.
Yeah.
And that's okay if you're okay with that too. But so I get where you're coming from. My complaint was less about her. And more about, I felt like the first part of the book was really confusing.
It was kind of
confusing. It was like, here's a little bit of the story. And then I get these notes. And there's a little bit more story. And those notes tell me an end date. And then a little bit more of the story. And now we have a heart.
Well, that's when it changed for me. Because it was like, oh. Because I do feel like, of course you're not committed. You think you're going to die.
And that's true. That does kind of make more sense. But I feel like the little breadcrumbs that are dropped along the way didn't drop enough.
Yeah.
Like, I think more than just saying, oh, and then I got the note, so I knew.
She did say there was a point that she was like, my two boxes. She had her boxes for her notes, and then she had this other box that she didn't say what was in it.
I didn't even pick up on
that. But it had her papers in it, and I was like, well, what's in that box?
I didn't pick
Something
up on that at the beginning.
Something is in that box.
Yeah.
But I did feel like how easy to just take this route of no decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything, like you wouldn't even consider dating someone if you didn't get a note for them.
Right.
And then you would not stay with them. Like how, I don't know, I didn't love it.
Right.
And then I thought, okay, you have this heart condition and you've never talked to anyone.
Anyone.
And like let's process the idea that like
right.
the reality of like a young death, like that's probably something you should talk to someone about. Clearly you're living your life in a way that's I don't even know. You've already died.
Right.
You've just, I'm dead.
Yeah, you're just along until it's over. And I agree with that. I think the storyline was a little unorganized, personally.
Yeah, I didn't.
I keep going back to the faults in the actual storyline, not necessarily character, because I can forgive a character that doesn't have a lot of depth. If it's cute story and a meet cute and that's what I'm looking for.
Sure.
But this just seemed a little too loose of a plot and storyline.
Or did you see that coming? That Hugo, okay, let's remind everyone, Hugo is the best friend dated for a minute.
Uh-huh.
But it clearly they loved each other. Like,
they still do love each other.
Really, really confused about why they couldn't be together. Like, he's still choosing to be in your life just because the paper.
Just because of the paper.
Said, like, that felt
like we're done.
Weird to me. I didn't love that.
He knew everything about her.
Yeah.
He knew about her heart. He knew all the stuff.
So, did you see it coming that he wrote her note?
No.
For, what's his name? Jake. The one that she's like, I have to marry him because there's no end date. And yeah. I just was like, oh, this is like red flag.
I kept thinking on that one that either there's no end date and you stay together forever or somebody dies.
You're going to die. Yeah, I did think that too.
Even before it came up that she had a heart issue.
Yeah, I thought maybe he was
going to
die.
So then when the heart issue came up, I was like, oh, she's going to die.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then no. So I know I did not see Hugo's play in the papers.
I didn't see that either.
However, I did like it.
I did too. Like, good for him.
Yeah.
Mess with her a little bit.
Quit depending so much on these papers for your life. Make some decisions for yourself and start living.
Mm-hmm.
But I also did feel really bad for Jake.
Yeah.
Because she did like Jake.
Yes.
And she could see herself with him and was happy with him. And he was so kind.
Yeah. But I did feel like just like his personality was clearly like a committed person.
Mm-hmm.
And he had had this experience before being in a love-filled, committed relationship. And he felt fulfilled in that. And mm-hmm. he wanted that.
Right.
So I felt like she just filled a role for him. Like she just took up that space rather than...
Mm-hmm.
Because she wasn't sharing much with him. It's not like she gave him a lot in terms of love and affirmation. Like, it was not.
Right. He definitely doted
still,
on her more.
Yeah, he still, like,
everything moved forward. I do like, because I didn't understand when she was like, I can't marry you. Because she had just said, like, the paragraph before that he's the perfect partner for her. And he's this and this and this and this. And then they go out and it's over. So I was like... If it's over, it's because you've realized you love Hugo and he's the one you're going to be with. But that's not why she broke up with him.
No, it's that she was only with him because the paper said so.
Right. But then when she said, so I was kind of like, oh,
but
I
didn't
like
that.
This.
No, I didn't like it either.
But then she said that he was going to take care of her, like he took care of his ex, and that this was just another, almost like a patient.
Yes.
For him. Is that what it was?
His deceased wife. Because remember,
she died. So he did that with her. And now
it's like
he's
going to
do
falls
it with
right
her
back
again.
Into that
like
role.
It's his role to care for someone who's sick.
I can see that too.
And she didn't want to be the person to be cared for because she was sick. And that's the role he would jump into because he's been there before. Even though that's very sweet. And I think he would be the perfect person mm-hmm. for that. I could see where she was coming from with that thought.
I even had that, like how he's like, you're not going through this alone, like all the words. And I'm like, yeah, that's exact. She's been dealing with this alone just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously not fine. But I mean, she's able to manage this experience.
Right. And she left her parents who were taking care of her. This kind of would have been like another parent taking care of her.
She needs someone who's going to treat her just like an equal.
Right.
And like get her out doing things maybe outside of her comfort zone.
Right.
Which is what Hugo did.
And just
he pushed her.
Yeah. And just living for the day. Yeah, you might die tomorrow. We're not going to worry about that because today we're here. And so we're going to enjoy it. And I think that definitely would have been, that's Hugo.
Yeah.
That's Hugo.
So when they were giving glimpses into these past like relationships.
Yeah.
You know, and she kind of would say what she got out of them. Like she looked positively back upon them, right? Like,
right.
All the, you know, this is what I'm so grateful for from him, or what I loved about that time, mm-hmm. right? And I wanted to be like enjoying that. Like, I don't know how else to describe it. Like, I wanted to be like, oh, good for you for finding like a silver lining or something. But right. at the same time, I was like, it's too easy because you had already wrapped it up and sealed it away.
You already were broken up.
Yeah.
When you started. Because right. in your head, you knew
right.
this wasn't going to last. I don't know. What do you think? Could you, like, when you get the expiration date that this is going to be over in 3 weeks, I think I would have turned around and just been like, nope, not doing it.
I don't have the energy for this.
3 weeks is not worth it to yeah. meet someone and get to know them and do the whole process. And then 3 weeks later, move on.
I mean, it made sense for like the Paris one. Like, you are right. here, you're experiencing Paris, you get to have this fling in Paris, like, whew, that's so yeah. fun.
Yeah.
That's so fun. And so that one kind of makes sense true. To me. Like, I can see why you would have the experience.
Because you're going home anyway.
Right. And I can see how people would, without a paper telling them, know that, like, right. something like that would be short term.
Right.
And so I can kind of understand that one a little bit. But, like, specifically with Hugo, where she was like, clearly when she talked about Hugo's time and how they were so very much in love, and then she kept it from him, she wouldn't tell him about her emergency, blamed it on her dad, mm-hmm. right? Blamed right. on her dad. And he comes and realizes he, like, clearly is so worried about her family,
right?
I don't even think it's her right. yet. Yes. Cares about how she's doing with this hard news, and is there, and he's showing up and there, and she just shuts him down, like, doesn't give him any, like, she's like, it's over. This is the date that it's said on the paper. Like, she can't even give space for the paper to be
wrong. Or that she could override the paper.
Yes.
It is her choice.
Right.
This is her life. This paper doesn't get to dictate.
Right.
Who knows where this paper is even coming from?
She's never even considered. She never told yeah. anybody but Hugo about the paper.
Yeah.
So it's like, what is this stupid paper?
Right.
It was super annoying right. to me.
And the fact that Hugo could slip one in and take one out, but yet this is what you're trusting for your life decision of who you're spending your time with.
Seriously.
A piece of paper. That could easily, and that last one gets blown away in the wind, and she just laughs. I love that, but I think
finally.
At some point, you just let them all blow away in the wind.
Which is, I think, what they were saying, right? Yeah, like, she's, like, finally gotten to a place away. Where yeah. we're not going to let that influence me anymore. Right.
I'm going to choose for myself.
Because remember how he says that the original paper with Jake's name on it said 3 weeks, right? Or
yes.
something like
yeah, that's
that.
Right. It was short.
And she looks back and she can remember when that time was and where weeks. They were at. And she was
see,
like,
I don't remember. Oh. I was waiting for them to go back and say that. So maybe I missed it.
She does. They do.
They do. Okay.
They do there say, was something I can't that remember can which see. Date oh, yeah. it was where she was like, oh, I can yeah, see. I think it was the one on away. The balcony. And they were, like, overlooking the city or something like that.
And she wanted to tell him, but she chickened out. But at that time, we didn't know about her heart.
No.
And you thought she wanted to tell about the notes. But maybe it was about the heart.
Yes.
Maybe it was both.
Maybe.
We don't
but
know.
But it's an I interesting thing. And so she kind of is like, oh, like, that's what. But she plowed through. Because I think it was kind of awkward. There was, yeah. like, some awkward moments. But she was like, but that's okay because I'm really going to be with him yeah. forever. And so we'll get through this awkward moment. Whereas if she'd had the paper, she would be like, oh, this is the natural end.
This is where it's supposed to end.
Isn't that interesting?
But yet in the long run, she ended up breaking up with him. So,
anyway.
But I still think there was something to learn for those extra time well, spent with him.
Certainly some confidence in her own decision making.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Certainly the ability to share private information.
A huge part of her.
Yeah.
I think withholding that, the fact that he was just like, oh, why didn't you tell me? That's it. I would have been so hurt That is huge.
Yeah, that's a huge thing.
And it wouldn't be that because I would have changed my mind. It would be because you didn't trust me with that information.
And that was Hugo's problem.
Yeah.
Right? He was like, it's not that he, yeah, he was scared.
Right.
But it was also, I am just finding this out. I am so in love with you.
And now I've got to process that.
Right.
And process you hadn't told me.
Yeah. So it was so layered.
Right. And she had to go to the emergency room. Like, there was a lot of stressful things right in that moment. So, of course, his face, the look on his face.
He's afraid. Like, can you imagine? Yeah. Like, you love this person and now you're faced with their mortality.
Right.
And that is scary. And it does take a beat. Like, it does take a beat to, like, wrap your head around stuff like that.
Anybody in that situation is going to say, I don't want this. I don't want this for you. I don't want this for me. Mm-hmm. That's a normal thing. That doesn't mean I don't want you and I'm not here to help you.
Yeah.
But this isn't fair for any.
I hate it.
I hate it.
I hate it so much.
Of course you would hate it. Anyone would hate it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an okay feeling too. So
I'm kind of sad that it took them 6 years to like get back together.
Right.
That's a really long time.
That's a really long time.
And that comes back to her like floating through her life, right? Mm-hmm. Like that was another thing that made me so annoyed was when it talked about her job and her career, how she just like didn't know what she knew. She was good at being a assistant.
She was just okay with where she was at.
And I just kept thinking like, well, that's fine if you love it.
Right.
If you're where you are doing something that you love, awesome. But like, you just seem like, well, it's something I'm good at.
Mm-hmm. But then I also think knowing once, because I had that feeling too. And I was like, come on, live.
Yes.
Do something
yes.
more. Push yourself, achieve. But then knowing that she had this heart issue, maybe she was afraid to do anything else because the stress would affect her health.
I get
or
that too.
If she moved into something, you know, else and she was put in the emergency room and have surgery again, could she follow through? Could she do anything else?
I think she
or
was.
Or do you stay safe?
I think she was afraid that she might die.
Yeah.
So why would I invest in something, get my hopes up for the possibility of something and then like, or be hospitalized and just have to quit work altogether? Like, it was too painful to even try. And I think that's with work, that was with relationships. Friendships, like Hugo's the one who kept coming around.
Right. Yeah.
She would have been fine to let him.
If he had
walked off.
Did
you notice, like, he took a run that just happened to end by her house?
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
Yeah.
Right. You know,
always was
like,
there.
He just made a point to stay a part of her life.
Right. When that expiration date came and went, she shut off even the possibility.
So she would have never even thought twice again if he just never was around.
He couldn't shut it off. He loved her the whole time.
Yeah.
So just like the discrepancy of equality there.
Yeah.
Like Hugo.
Like why? I mean, I'm sure he was like, I bet it was just, and my impression was, right? It was a knee-jerk reaction to finding the note that was meant for her that he switched it out. And did that. And so I'm sure that that's just the opportunity finally arose
there.
But even still.
Do you think his intent on that was that she would end up staying with him forever? That she would interpret it as, this is the person I'm going to marry? Or do you think he thought she would interpret it as, there's no expiration date. I can walk away from this, like, sentence of an expiration date and just decide for myself?
Oh, I totally took it as, this is who I'm going to marry, which is what she did, right? Like, I think she did.
Because if he loved her, is that really what he would have wanted?
That's fair. I think he was just trying to shake her.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I don't think he ever thought he would get her back.
Okay.
Because she was, I mean, it's been 6 years here and she's pretty set
on
this
path. So he
just
wanted to see that she could move on, be happy. And release
or
herself
at least
from this
like, stop
prison of
relying on
these
papers.
Yeah,
I don't know if
so
that
he could
is
prove to
what
her
they meant
that
him.
It really didn't mean anything.
Right.
Like, you,
stop
she still had
so
a choice over it. Yeah, I could see that.
Huh. And I think that's why he was so annoyed and ornery at their dinner.
Yeah.
Because it was like, I've set this in motion.
And you're supposed to be realizing.
Right? Like, but this is, and you, and it's going to work. Like, you're not listening to the paper, which I'm glad. But I also am so sad that it's not me. Right? So there's this conflict where I am, and he kept saying, he's such a good guy. He's perfect. Right. He's going to support you. He'll be there for you. Like,
but it's not me.
But it's not me.
And I love you. Yeah.
Right. That internal, because he was like a jerk.
I feel like him staying friends with her was like punishing himself.
Yeah.
That whole time.
For sure.
Because she was dating other people. Yes, he was dating other people, but he was never really serious about any of them. You could tell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know.
That's so much time lost. Kind of gets me in the gut.
6 years. Yeah.
I didn't love, like, I felt for Hugo.
And did they say, was she 30 or in her 30s?
I don't know.
Right? Because I was almost like,
think about
if you're not married by the time you're 30, and I'm thinking, okay, that's nothing. Like, mm-mm. Let's say by the time you're 40 and you've never been married, that's a good 20 years into adulthood that you haven't found the right person. That seems like a long time. But if you're saying 30, I feel like you go to college, you have some, get your career started, some like end of 20s is where you would maybe even start considering it. Sure, now in Utah, sure. It's a little different, but
sure.
When we're talking nationwide, it would be more late 20s, early 30s is when you actually start to settle down.
Yes.
Would you agree?
I would agree. Especially so if you're like a career person. 30 wasn't really
too old to be like, I haven't found my love yet.
No.
No.
I think that's fairly common.
Yeah.
Or at least you're in a committed, maybe it's that you're in a committed relationship by then. Like maybe you're not married,
but you
generally
have
you have someone that you're dating. You know, they date generally for longer. I don't know. Right. That's a fair question. I don't know.
Right. I wasn't feeling that the age went along with the,
right.
I haven't found my person yet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, sweetie.
You're good. You got time.
You got time.
It's okay.
Yeah. But maybe not. I don't know.
So what did you think about her parents? Like they're not like a huge part of the story, but they mm-mm. certainly were always like a part of her life, supporting her,
loving her. These are great parents. I loved them. I loved their support. They took her in. They were there for her.
It made me sad.
It was like a net. They were her net.
Yes.
And I did too.
They were wonderful. It made me sad to hear her dad talk about his feelings mm-hmm. and that it took him so long to share that with her. Like how important that was for her to hear those things,
mm-hmm.
even though it's hard to hear, but it's so good. And it took him too long to say those things out loud.
Right. Because anyway. That was when she was 20 and here she's like 30-ish. So 10 years before. And maybe there's a part when you get a diagnosis like that, that everyone just like buckles down and does what needs to be done to survive and go to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. But 10 years.
It just felt like.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what we do, right? We just assume a lot of what everyone's feeling and knowing and whatever.
They would have,
you know? But I just thought she's clearly not, she's stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
And you're watching your child who you're invested in
mm-hmm.
be so stuck in life. Not, you know, like even if, like I said, if she was doing this job because she had found her life's passion. Great.
Right. Perfect.
But she was just like, I like my job. I'm good at my job.
I do this.
Yeah. And like, wouldn't you feel like, especially I think of me as a parent, if I thought my child's life might not be long,
mm-hmm.
I would be anxious for them
to live everything.
All
Go
the things.
Do everything.
Yeah. And so I think it would be a little bit heartbreaking to see them just still
stagnant.
Yeah. And I would be, I'm a pushy mom.
Right.
So I would be like, why aren't you trying this? You should come try this. Have you heard about this person? Like I would be pushing
all the things.
Yeah. Like, I think I would
live the college.
And maybe that's
life.
Not
live
right.
Live the,
Maybe that's not
do
right.
All the things.
But that's
you
what I
do.
Think would be my
right
inclination.
Right. I agree, because I think regardless of when I look at my kids, anything they have that is a setback or a deterrent, something that's hard, and I think, yep, that's it. And that's not going to stop us from doing other things.
Yes.
So we have this, or you deal with this, and that is part of you, and that doesn't stop life.
Yeah.
So
right.
We're going to manage
because
it.
Because we really don't know.
Right. Right.
Right. We really don't know.
And you could be sad. Of course, that doesn't mean don't be sad or feel bad about it. Have your moments and then get up and move on like you didn't have a heart condition. Because is that going to change anything?
Yeah.
Nope, not necessarily. I really liked when the dad said something to the effect of, we all have an expiration date on our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We all are going to, it could be today, it could be tomorrow, it could be 10 years. Yes, you have this heart condition, but life is not a sure thing for any of us.
For anyone. Yes.
Any of us could go at any time. So let's throw your short life diagnosis or your gonna die diagnosis, let's throw it out the window because literally we all could at any given time. We don't know our expiration date.
So it's like, it's not worth waiting around for it.
No. Let's live.
Right.
While we can.
And I kind of felt like after I learned her diagnosis that she was looking at those papers saying that, like, oh, look, I have at least 3 weeks left.
Oh,
look,
I'm going to live for five
two
more months.
Years because I will be here when this expires.
Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't even thought of that.
I think she kind of used paper to paper as like, oh, I have this much time left.
And that gave her the surety that, oh, I'm not going to die today or tomorrow. And when she said, every time I had one of these episodes where I was in the ambulance, I didn't think, oh, I'm going to die. I knew that this was a life or death diagnosis, but never in the moment did I think this was it. This was my time.
Yeah.
But that's because you also knew you had
this
two more months
time.
With this person or 5 more weeks with
so
this
I
person.
So I think she actually looked forward to every new note.
You're right.
Because, and that probably
so right.
was really scary to receive Jake's note that didn't
that
have
didn't
an
have.
Expiration because that meant she didn't know
but
how
she
much time
she doesn't say that in
had.
The book at all. She says, this is my one.
Well, she does because it's her last one.
But this is the person I'm supposed to marry, not this is the person I'm going to die while I'm with.
Well, she doesn't necessarily say this is the one I'm going to marry. I think...
Okay.
Hugo asks her, like, are you going to marry him? Or something like that. And she's like, well, I guess so. Right? Like,
because I don't have it. Okay.
But she kind of, you can see her kind of, and I wonder if that's why she was so, like, hesitant in all of the steps that, and the stages that Jake would get there. And she would kind of be like, okay, like, I guess we're doing this, but what if that means I'm dying tomorrow?
Right.
And so we know, like, do we get married or do I just die?
As we're talking about this right now, I actually find myself enjoying this book more.
Yeah.
I have to say I didn't really enjoy it while I was reading it.
I did not enjoy the first part.
Exactly.
I was annoyed. I was super duper annoyed.
Yes.
When I heard her diagnosis and it shifted the way I saw the way she viewed her life through the lens of I might die.
Mm-hmm.
It did shift everything. It shifted the way I looked at the notes, her relationship with Hugo, her relationship with Jake, the way she interacted with her parents. It shifted all of it. And so then I really started to enjoy it.
See, for me, it was when Hugo opened up and was like, it's been you the whole time. That's when I started investing in the characters, the relationship, the story. And that's a long time into the book.
It was at the end. That was
towards
the end.
Until you're invested. Yeah.
Yeah. So like me, it was like she didn't know if Hugo still loved her, right? I mean, we know as readers, obviously he's sticking around because he loves you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she didn't acknowledge that yet for a long time.
Right.
But just like I had more compassion for her Mm-hmm. Right? Like the idea that she's been trying to bear the weight of this alone, right, and the fear without talking to anyone. Like, right, again, why? Because I think when we have this heavy of a reality, to be able to like say these fears out loud and walk through helps what that might look like. Let's say that happens. All of a sudden, it's not so big and scary anymore. It's not the big monster in the room.
Right. No, we've addressed it.
Right.
And now that means we have control over it when we say it out loud.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're burying it down and we're letting it take over.
It's growing. It's growing. And it's controlling.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that for her. And so I think that's what Hugo's note did for her was...
allowed her...
Yeah, she had to start talking about it. Mm-hmm. She had to start facing it.
Everything was more real. Like, mm-hmm, this is it. And so this is...
Then I have to decide now. It's in my face. I don't have 3 more weeks to put it off. I don't have 6 months to put it off.
Right.
I have to face
and
this.
And if you're not going to stay with someone past a certain date, why would you open up and let them know?
Yeah, you're just kicking it down the road.
Right.
You're just kicking it down the road.
Right.
So anyway, I had a little bit more compassion. So I did... It did shift the way I looked at the book and listened and tried and considered the characters differently, mm-hmm, at that point. And I was more invested in her choices with Jake, like whether she would go through with it or walk away, and why she still didn't feel like she was really committing, or I didn't feel like she was super committed. Right. She was going through, it felt more like going through the motions.
Right. And he was a great guy to go through the motions with.
Absolutely.
Nothing she liked
him. She would have been safe to continue to choose him.
Right. Right. But he was definitely more into her.
Yeah, I did feel that too.
Yeah. But I also think that brought back the feelings of taking care of his wife.
Yeah.
And that feels comfortable because that's what he was used to.
He knows how to do that.
And he knows how to do it. Yeah.
I agree. It filled a role. It gave him purpose.
Right.
When he's just kind of been, he's not young. He's too... Mm-hmm. Experienced. Like, life has been too heavy rough, for him to just go be light and frivolous.
Right.
And I appreciated that in Jake.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he found his right person in Daphne.
Right. I agree. I think the right person is out there for him.
Absolutely. We'll be lucky to have him. Just a really great human.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what did you give it?
I only gave it 2 stars.
Wow. You did not like this book.
I didn't like it. And like I said, talking right now, I think, okay, I can see a few more things and that makes me like it a little better. But I still don't think it would be one I recommend to people, mm-hmm, which is too bad because I really loved the idea of expiration dates applying to your life and to these relationships. I loved the idea. I just thought it was a little, not that the characters were shallow personality-wise, but the story a little unorganized and a little bit shallow. Like, it just didn't go into it enough.
Yeah, it was a little flat. I can see that.
The beginning was flat.
Yes.
It definitely grew by the end, but I feel like there wasn't a lot at the beginning and it took me a really long time to feel invested.
And that's fair. I gave it 3 stars.
Okay.
And I would say it was like, oh, by the end, I wanted to say 4 because I did enjoy it once.
At the end.
I understood some more things. But there was just enough of the 3,
mm-hmm,
that I'm like, I don't think I can jump up to four. So I kept it at the 3.
Yeah. And there's some aspects I could be like, yeah, low 3. But ultimately, I'd say this is a 2 for me. Just not one say you should read.
That's okay. There's definitely other books I like more.
Yeah. Oh, by far. Yeah.
I would say, like, this isn't one that, like, sometimes you'll find a book that, you know, is confusing, that doesn't make sense, or the characters, I don't know. She's definitely a good author.
Oh, and I've read other.
Yes. She knows how to write a book.
Yes.
She knows how to create a character. And
fun idea of a storyline.
Yes.
Love that.
And maybe that's it. Like, my expectations for her maybe are a little higher.
Yes.
Like, I know she can do such a wonderful job in her writing.
You've loved more.
Yeah.
And this idea was so great. So maybe
It just needed
a little more out of
it. To be workshopped a little more.
Yeah.
I don't know. Listen to me, a novice. I don't know. What am I?
Right. Me neither.
Take my opinion for what it's worth.
Absolutely.
I'd love to hear, right? Please share with us if you read along, if you've read this before. What did you think? You can find us on Instagram or Facebook.
You can email us at thisisyourbookclubpodcast@gmail.com.
Please rate and subscribe. Share with your friends.
Thank you to Amphibious Zoo for our music.
Now go read a book. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jamie.
And this is your book club.